Dear friends in Christ, James writes about the crown of life in our reading for today. This particular scripture portion seems quite apt right now, since the word that James uses for crown is the usual Greek term for the wreath placed on the head of a victorious athlete or a military leader. With the Olympics in full swing, we have seen athletes from many nations vying for the crowns that go with being the victor. However, you might be thinking about something a little closer to home. As we are rapidly coming to the end of the last week of the quarter, you might be thinking of the crown of victory, a good grade as you strive to finish up all your papers and tests. Of course, James is writing neither about the person who wins the Olympic Games nor the person who gets a good class grade. He is writing about the person who endures temptation or perseveres under trial, to use two ways this phrase has been translated. The one who endures temptation will receive the crown of life. Each of us will certainly undergo temptation, not because God tempts us, but because each of us still has the sinful flesh, the sinful nature with which each of us was born, and which will be a part of us until we die. James doesn't say each one is tempted if he is drawn away by his own desires, but each one is tempted being drawn away by his own desires. Or, as it is usually translated, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires. We don't need to push the syntax of James, however, to know that we will be tempted. The life of each Christian mirrors the life of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Since Jesus Christ was tempted, we will be tempted. Since Satan was an enemy of Jesus Christ, he is an enemy of each baptized Christian. Temptations are the common lot of all Christians. Temptations are especially the lot of pastors. Satan knows well that to drive a pastor into sin will not destroy only one Christian, but a congregation or more. So Satan is especially adept at using the sinful flesh of pastors to draw them into sin. Satan will not, however, tempt each of you in the same way. Satan knows each of us has strengths and each of us has weaknesses. He attacks us precisely where our weakness lies. Perhaps marital infidelity is not a problem for you. Then Satan can raise up a particularly obnoxious parishioner to be a thorn in the flesh. Or he might drive you to despair with financial problems or health problems. Satan can be very imaginative in the temptations he prepares. And one thing is also sure. Satan will, at some time or other, succeed in his temptations of each one of us. We are baptized Christians with the new, sinless man, to be sure, but we are also the person with the old, sinful flesh that delights in sinning. Where does that leave us in the ability to endure temptation? If we look at our own abilities, it leaves us exactly where Satan wants us to be. In despair of our ability to do what God demands of us. But that is not where James leaves us. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. God has chosen to give us birth, or better, rebirth, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. Therefore, he is not going to let Satan achieve the final victory. God has already caused Jesus Christ to suffer and die for all the times you fail in doing exactly what God demands. Jesus Christ took the crown of thorns, the crown of death, in order that you might have the crown of life. The crown of life is not given to those who withstand temptation perfectly, which none of us can do. It is the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. That love for God is also a fruit of the rebirth that God has given to us. The collect for this week of Lent 1 has us place our ability to endure temptation exactly where it belongs, with God. O Almighty and Eternal God, we implore you to direct, sanctify, and govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your mighty protection, both now and ever, we may be preserved in body and in soul. God's mighty protection will indeed preserve us, and by that mighty protection, we will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.